talk some basketball. Haven't had a chance to talk to you yet. Here we go for the first games coming up. I know watching your kids during the summertime, when I had a chance to watch down the Southwest camp, I know it's a young bunch. You got a couple of upperclassmen mixed in as well, but I think it's a pretty good bunch of group of kids to coach this year again, isn't it?
Yeah, we do. We have 13 kids out, and it's a good mix of, you know, some upperclassmen and then some incoming freshmen, so it should be an exciting season, I think.
Got to kind of rely on those couple of upperclassmen, lean on those guys a lot, with good potential with the younger kids, but it takes a little time as those freshmen to get acclimated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a learning experience. Varsity basketball is certainly way different than junior high basketball, so it's just getting used to the speed of the game, and building off of that is going to be a big key for us, especially early in the year.
But I know those underclassmen, they showed a lot of promise. I know good junior high days, a lot of those kids play some travel basketball. So the attitude of getting back in the swing of things and getting some wins this year with some of those younger kids is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're gonna be deeper than we were last year. I mean, last year we played basically five guys, sometimes six. And I think depth this year is going to be much better for us. We have, you know, two or three kids that will, you know, for sure are going to be our main guys. But then after that, we have a lot of kids that are right around the same talent level and the same effort level and all that. And so I think that's going to be a big thing for us, being able to sub a lot more than we have in the past.
I think Austin and Brody have kind of been two of those guys you could kind of lean on. And they've played a lot of minutes for you the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, they have tons of experience. And, you know, it's their time now to lead everybody and lead by example and, you know, stay positive, communicate, and, you know, do the little things well. And then our younger kids will see that and they should follow right along.
Challenging schedule, Coach. You'll kick things off coming up on Thursday with Southwest, and then it's a Friday day. You go back-to-back with Paxton. So always a challenging weekend to get things started, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good for us. We're going to find out what we're made of with back-to-back games, what kind of shape we're in. And, you know, Southwest is going to be ready to play. We got to go there, so we'll see how we are on the road. And then come back the next night with Paxton, which is always going to be a tough game for us. And they're going to pressure us really hard. So, you know, we're going to find a lot of things out. And then, you know, we don't have a whole lot of rest time. We go the next week. We got three games the week after that. So, I mean, I think we played 9 games in 21 days. So we're going to find out a lot about ourselves real fast.
I like that first round matchup in the Cattle Trail. I think that's the best of the bunch right there with you and Coach Strand and Arapaho. That's a battle right from the get-go on that Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that we're fairly evenly matched teams, I think, at least on paper. The Cattle Trail, looking at the seeding overall, I think they got everything right this year, and I think it's going to be an exciting tournament.
Well, I'm glad to hear about the depth that to play a few more kids, because, boy, that just, when you're playing 5, 6, 7 kids, just not a lot of depth, not a lot of rest time for some of those kids can take its toll, can it?
Yeah, you know, early in the season it doesn't show up as much, but you get into that, you know, mid-January grind and it starts catching up to you, and especially, you know, if you get into some injury situations, which, knock on wood, hopefully that isn't something we have to deal with, but, you know, that's always part of the game.
And not blessed with a lot of size. Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach. I don't think you're blessed a lot of size. Could have to do some other things defensively and on the offensive side as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not big. I think, you know, our tallest kid's 6'1", and our shortest kid's like 5'8", but we're all in between there, so we're all kind of the same size. So we have a lot of interchangeable parts, a lot of kids that can play, you know, anywhere, so I think that'll help us defensively too.